Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
So 7:48 is where we're at this morning, and we move along now to our next feature. Now, the Grand Parade Market has been in existence for a number of years, as well as the Wednesday and Saturday markets have become somewhat of an institution in the Mother City. Now, plans are now afoot to transform the newly upgraded Grand Parade Market into a modern, vibrant and commercially sustainable environment. But to comment this morning, we do have online Alderman Grant Twigg, Mako Member for Urban Management for the City of Cape Town, as well as the chairperson of the Grand Parade Traders Forum, Ridwan Charles. Good morning, Asalaamu Alaikum. Thank you for joining us, gentlemen.
Wa Alaikum Salaam.
Good morning, Alderman.
Morning, morning.
All right, so Alderman, let's start off with you. In terms of, you know, it sounds very fancy, you know, these plans to transform the Grand Parade and the market, so to speak. But of course, you know, more importantly, how will this affect the existing traders?
Are you referring to me,
Alderman? Yes, you.
Yes. No. No. The existing traders will also be part of the process. They will also have access to the market. They will also because they currently doing trading on the market, so they will also be on the market.
Now, in terms of the market, and should we say the revamp of the Grand Parade Market, you know, when will this take place? How will it take place? What exactly are the blueprints looking like?
Look, what we've done now with the upgrade, we're looking at increasing the base. The base is being increased. We've also now put in place space for law enforcement. We've also allocated some space where people can sit down and have something to eat. We're also looking at the facility of Wi-Fi on the facility so that people can have access to Wi-Fi. And then also have a space where people can take photos, with family, with the traders themselves, and just have some place to have some memories, of the parade itself.
Mm. Now, what is the timeline for this transformation, Alderman?
Look, we've done all of the big upgrades, the ablution facilities, all of those. So we're looking at actually starting officially the beginning of 2020.
2020. And in terms of the traders, you know, we understand, especially during the times of the city's special events, things can get pretty tricky as well as heated with the traders. So, of course, you know, with regards to the trading hours as well as trading days, how will that work at the new market?
Look, that's still one of the issues that we still need to deal with, because events, we don't really have control over the issue of events. What we really want to do is really have events with the traders in place. But that's depending on what kind of events we actually attract to Cape Town. But as I say, what we really want to ideally have is have the traders integrated with the various events that take place. But that's depending on what kind of events and what the conditions of those events are and the event coordinators.
Mm. Now, of course, in terms of the leases, we understand the traders are currently working on a month-to-month basis with the city. How will this now work?
Okay, what we're now looking at is the is having the traders directly having the e-permits, so the traders directly having the e-permits through the city, and not having leases through the associations.
All right, I'd like to welcome into the conversation the chairperson for the Grand Parade Traders Forum, Ridwan. Welcome. Your thoughts, you know, on the facelift, so to speak, and the transformation of the Grand Parade Market, rather, as well as have there been any concerns on the trader side?
Assalamu alaikum. Shukran for the opportunity.
Pleasure.
I'm not the chairperson of the Grand Parade Market, rather than the interim chairperson.
All
what
right.
is happening on the Grand Parade, we're about six different organizations. We two representatives of each leadership of those six organizations represent the entire parade traders. at the city level. Mm. For the last, what is it, since 1998, I think when the lease was terminated from city side, they actually gave us an eviction notice letter and afterwards told us that is not really an eviction. It is basically just changing our leases from 12 months and 5 years basically to a month to month. So we've been running on the same lease, the same conditions on a month to month basis. Now the city has indicated so many times that they want to upgrade the parade, and this is what they want to do. I'm talking now since Jerome Moko and these people were premiers and mayors up until now. Certain monies were spent and was allocated for the parade. Until now, the parade is now to a point where we're talking about revitalization for the Grand Parade. Why? Because there's a tourist attraction in the sense of the buildings around it, meaning the castle and the city hall. The city hall now becoming the next tourist attraction because that's going to be the Mandela Museum. Now it is indicated the parade must also now change in form of trading, in a sense of it needs to be more of a tourist attraction market than really the type of market that we currently have. And that affects the traders to a point because our market has been very much local over the years. All the years has been a market since the day of Horscott. It's been a market of local trade, haberdashers, materials and all of this. Now, the parade is now being advertised by different. Currently, we don't even know who's the custodian of the Grand Parade because then it's city property, then it becomes asset management, then it becomes this and that. The last meeting we had with Alderman Force, which indicated that they are the managers of the Grand Parade and other entities of the city, but it ended up that they don't understand formal trading. So they brought in Alderman Twig into a sense of who is now in charge of informal trading. And they are now implementing with us this thing of we were just about last week and Thursday, we had a meeting after we had a number of meetings. But this meeting that came up last week and Thursday was supposed to be telling us and then showing us what the vision of the Grand Parade is going to be and basically a source of information. But the source of information was actually information telling us already what is planned by the city, with no consultation, like an e-permit system, like changing from leases, no security of tenure. All of these were discussed, and city has indicated that this is their future plans for the Grand, with no consultation.
Okay, let's get some comment on that from Alderman. Alderman, your comments on that?
Look, the city has been having discussion with the traders for some time already. The city remains a custodian of the market. Yes, we have upgraded, and we have to look at how we can have the Grand Parade with the market included. Upgraded to such an extent that we don't have tourists coming and just passing the market and passing the castle and just passing through. We're actually wanting to have tourists coming and being part of the market, visiting the market, and that's why we're looking at integrating the market with the castle and with the bigger part of the tourism attraction of the city.
Okay, now the Grand Parade Traders Forum, they have a concern in terms of the transformation. You know, will this pose a risk to the local traders in terms of their actual trading?
Well, no, it won't. It won't. What it will allow is a bigger mix of what can happen. Currently, we're not utilizing all the trading bays on the Grand Parade. For example, there's a lot of cars parked on the Grand Parade. We're trying to move away the cars so that, like the trader now actually said, the gentleman said, that the market should be the way it was in the past as well, so that there can be traders on the market and not a lot of cars parked there. So we're trying to open up and make the market a bigger space where we can create more space for more traders to be at. Currently, we've looked at and we've seen there's about 75 traders on a particular the day, but there's actually space for about 200 traders. So there is actually more space for more traders to be on the market.
Okay. And now, Ridwan, will the forum be opposing this or what the city has said and what the city has put on offer?
Look,
Look, we have never come to a conclusion that we want to oppose this. All we're talking about is consultation, mm-hmm. and we be part of the discussions. That is what we're saying. And in that meeting, I actually raised the point of 75 traders. If you come to the parade now, you can have a look into 75 traders. I asked them, where did they get the numbers from? Because clearly the photos that they took and showed us at that meeting was at the morning session where the traders were still packing out and traders still coming. On a Wednesday and Saturday, anybody that even don't know the parade that will come to the parade will tell you never ever can there be 75. On a normal day or even on a Wednesday and Saturday, there is currently 344 traders that utilize the Grand Parade on a Wednesday and Saturday. That is what the statistics what comes from each organization, the amount of traders they have under their banner. Yeah, it can be maybe looking at that some of the traders have left and some even have went smaller. Like for instance, we were 90, we are now 81. Other organizations is 120, which has now moved to 90. So there is a bit of a difference with the numbers change, but not to that drastic total that they say. And then they advertise it in the paper to say that the current traders will be there, but there's also space for other traders. The parade is already congested because all the dumping from Greenpoint, when Greenpoint was revitalized, all the dumping from the deck was all dumped onto the Grand Parade. The parade, the Grand Parade is another part of the city. The city on its own is a city, and the Grand Parade is another city, but it became a dumping site. And we welcome the fact of change. We welcome the regulation. Okay. We welcome the fact that I will be the first person to say the not being safe to be on the Grand Parade the way it is situated now. The market needs to be demarcated properly from a safety perspective. So we are there. We are saying, yes, we welcome it, but be consultative in the process. The ultimate tweet is saying, yes, there has been consultation. Yes, consultation about the layout of the previous plan that they gave us. We were part of that, and we objected to certain things, but it was never done again. Now they're saying it's going to take 18 months for the next process to happen, and that we are going to be part of it. The eBay system has never worked anywhere else in the city. It has failed in Darwell. It has failed in Mitchell Springs. It has failed in other areas. There is a system with which we call the eBay system. As traders, we call it the dom pass. Back in the day when you did not have a pass to come and work in Cape Town, then you are removed from the area back to the homeland. If you today don't have a permit, they can remove you. If you're trying to earn a living, that is controlling us. You know, it's not regulating us.
I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it at that for this morning. I think at a later stage we'll be able to pick up on this a little further. But Ridwan Charles, as well as Alderman Grant Twigg, I'd like to thank you for your time this morning and sharing on the topic with us. Certainly a lot to be spoken about. So hopefully we can pick this up in the near future. But thank you for your time. And that was Alderman Grant Twigg.
Thank you so much for everything.
Only a pleasure. That was Alderman Grant Twigg, a Maker member for Urban Management, as well as Ridwan Charles, who's the interim chairperson for the Grand Parade Traders Forum, speaking to us in terms of the upgrade to the Grand Parade market.